podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 95. So we're going to try to keep this under 20 minutes, I'm hoping, because I think this is going to be a long one. I think Jake and I have a lot to talk about in terms of preparing for your ideal job in the interview. But before we jump into that, I'd like to give a big shout-out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. If you don't own one, you're silly. You should buy one. We have two. I'd have seven if I could afford them. But mentioning Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off your next purchase. And what I tell people, this is so we're living in a weird world right now. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this podcast. It might be 3 years from now, and COVID-19 might be a distant memory. But right now, kids can work out by themselves. And a shooting machine, if you set up a shooting machine and they're on their machine by themselves, it's them and the machine. They've got workouts. They've got all that stuff. It's great. So it's even more useful than it was when they could go 3-on-3. Also, go join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Not sure why you haven't joined. If you're listening to this, it's like, seriously, come on. Like, if you've listened to 96 episodes or 94 episodes, go join teachhoops. It will definitely be worth your time and your money. I promise you that. And you'll have my email. You'll have my personal email address. There you go. It's worth it for that. All right. What are we talking about this week, Jake? I'm going to let you go.
We are on part two of the kind of the coaching carousel.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, another thing that we did not touch on really is networking. Maybe we can touch on that next time. Because I know that was something you want to talk about. And
we talked about it briefly last week, but we can talk about it a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, this week is really about what to expect when it comes to an interview. I've been part of many interviews. I've talked to other people that have gone into interviews. I've interviewed in the public sector for the last 10 years, kind of in regards to teaching and coaching. So I kind of know what it's like. But I will
it's
tell you,
it's changed because I've helped coaches like. So if you become a teachhoops.com member, I have everything all set up for you. Trust me, I have a course. But that's a side note. But so I've dealt with a lot of coaches all over the country, and it's changed. Like, a lot of coaches have to run like a mini practice. Like, did you have to do that?
No, but I will tell you that some things that I've heard is that you'll have a panel of people, and it's just not people that work for the district. It could be parents on the
interview. That is common. Yes.
I've had where players have interviewed you as well. I have seen and I've heard of people doing a modeled practice.
I had one guy and he didn't end up getting this. He went through 4 interviews.
That's crazy.
And he wasn't even, I don't think he was a teachhoops member. I think he just paid me for my time. By the fourth one, it's like he felt so guilty. He goes, Steve, I got to pay. I go, fine, whatever. I was just willing to help him. But it was like we spent like an hour and a half on that last one. And it was like, I mean, it was crazy the amount of hoops that he had to jump through. But that's like, I think it's changed. I think it's that trickle-down effect a little bit that, you know, it's – you know, NBA college trickles down. It's like, well, now we got to, you know, do these 18 processes. And so what do you think the keys are? I've got some of the keys, I think, but what do you think the keys are?
What do you mean to being a successful interview? What kind of question?
What's happening, you know, on that?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you think the keys for someone that's sitting there listening to this and going, I want to get ready for my, I want to get ready for my ideal job. What should I be doing? What would you tell them?
I really think, you know, I have categories here, but like you should really have these categories kind of, and there's 100 different questions. Steve's got 100 different questions. I have a bunch of questions, but you got to have these things solidified in your resume and be able to have pieces to prove these things to people that are interviewing you. You know, you got to have a solid coaching background. What's your background? What's your role? How do you, what is your role? your philosophy, and we're not just talking about
offense. I'm talking about a portfolio, man. You got to have a portfolio.
Offense, defense, game management, discipline, playing time. Everybody's going to ask us. Those are big ones. So it's not – I'll tell you one thing that I've learned. It's not really about X's and O's. It's about everything else.
And we're talking about the thickness of your portfolio, not the number of pages. That's how much you should have thought about everything.
Parents, like, and community, staff, how you handle staff, what you do with staff. We're talking about if you're the head coach, the varsity coach, practice planning. Right now, questions related to COVID-19. Are you ready for that? Are you able? Do you have questions? How are you going to communicate? How are you going to be successful during this
pandemic? So here's my interview question to you. So, Jake, we're really excited about you possibly becoming the head coach at School X. But we're really concerned there might not be a season next year. How are you going to deal with the parents and the community and the players when there's no season next year, period? Like, you got to be ready for something like that. Like, because that's not the question they're going to ask 2 years from now.
No, but it's a really good question.
Right. And I think you got to have it. I mean, here's a bit of advice I've given to other coaches. So I'm giving some of my secrets away. But if Jake was applying for a job, he should call me and I should interview him. He should get dressed up like he's coming via Zoom, because that's what we're doing. If it wasn't Zoom, I've done it in like a restaurant or bar with other coaches, but in person if we can do it. But now it's not going to happen in person. So it'd be like, all right, Jake, at 7 o'clock tomorrow, you and I are going to meet and I'm going to interview you. I'm going to see if you're ready for this. And then I'm going to go through my questions and I'm going to pick specific ones for that school. And I'm going to grill you, because preparing for the question and actually saying it out loud are two totally different things. Even taking your shower and thinking, okay, they're going to ask me this question, here's how I'm going to answer it, until it actually comes out of your mouth, you really haven't practiced it. You know what I mean? Because I've had guys that thought they were ready and then just went in and bombed because they hadn't worked through it. Like, so the people I have helped do this, like, we've sat like this, I've asked the question, they've answered it, and then we've talked about the answer. Like, and then I'll even circle back to the question if it was really bad and say, all right, give me the answer to that question again, you know? So that's easy. Go find a friend, find a list of questions and just say, hey, ask me these. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's that actual process of having, and you won't know what order they're going to come in. All that kind of stuff there's a rhythm to it.
I think a lot of the questions are going to be based about the community. So you want to look into what the community is like and the success of the years of prior of the program.
Yep.
That's huge. How, you know, usually like a smaller school, they'll tend to really focus on how are you going to ensure that kids are multi-sport athletes? Because in the smaller districts, you need to have those multiple sports athletes and working with other coaches. I think that's huge. And then, you know, expectations. And then they're going to just, you know, you got to think about what are things that are going to be a trendsetter, something that's going to have you stand out. What is going to be your standout? So here's a question that everybody.
Because lack of experience in youth is probably the problem you're having if you're listening to this. Probably. At least half of you. You don't have any.
Ask this question. Why are you the best person for the job?
Right.
Everybody asks that question, and everybody says,
"Why you?
I'm passionate. I love the game." That's already given.
Right.
There has to be something else in place.
Right.
So that
one of them. I remember. Was I single? Hey, coach. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Those do mean a lot to us. The written reviews are really important. Two other things that you can do to help us out that doesn't cost you anything. First thing, you can go over and subscribe and like and join our YouTube channel, Teach Hoops. You get updates all the time on that. You can also, if you do any sort of shopping on Amazon, you can click our Amazon link down below, www.teachhoops.com/Amazon. Bookmark that. Anytime you do any shopping on Amazon, we get a small little commission, and it helps us with our hosting fees. And if you really, really, really want to help us out, you come over and join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better, become a better basketball coach. You know, it's one of the reasons I got into this was to not only help my players, but to help other coaches. And like I said, we ask our players to work on their craft. Are you working on your craft? Let me help you become a better basketball coach. All right, back to the podcast.
Was I single when I applied? I think I was.
For the first job I applied for, I was single. I said, because this is all I will do. Like, I have no responsibilities. I don't own a dog. I'm not married. I teach all day. This is the only thing I care about at this point. I'm going to do it all the time. I'm going to give everything I got to this program. Literally. I mean, I remember saying that, and it was true. I mean, it was true. And again, they went with the experienced assistant rather than the young guy, whatever. One of the best compliments I had in 30 years of coaching was the person that didn't hire me for that job like 10 years later. Now, I had won a state title and had some pretty good – came up and goes, that was the biggest mistake I ever made letting you go, Steve, like letting you out of Wausau. And it was great. It made me feel really good. I don't know if it was truthful, but I wouldn't have hired me. In retrospect, hell no, I wouldn't have hired me at that point.
Right.
I was too young. I thought I was ready, but I really wasn't ready. Thought I was, but I really wasn't.
For me, and just being on interview committees for hiring other teachers, hiring other coaches, I look at, you know, bringing in those tangible things are huge too. I don't know how you do that in the virtual setting. I don't know. I came in when I got my first varsity job. I told them I'm gonna have honest expectations, honest goals. It's just, this is not a 1 year thing. This is a 5 year plan.
Right.
You expect me to win right away. Like, I laid it out there right away, and then I had a plan of how I'm gonna improve the youth program, how I'm gonna do this. I think people want you to see your vision and how you're gonna do it.
Because that's really hard by this. When the kids guess how old, I mean, I'll be 54 in December. I am like an Energizer bunny. They are flabbergasted. I go, oh, I could retire in a couple of years. They go, what are you talking about, Mr. Collins? Because I can convey that. That's who I am. I mean, that's my adult non-diagnosed ADHD probably, but whatever. That's just who I am. I'm missing that with not being there, but I got it. I literally flew home to get the job at Memorial. I was in grad school at Dartmouth. I flew home because I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do clean. I also wanted to see my wife, who was my fiance at that point. But I wanted to do this in person because I knew if I sat in that room, I had a shot at getting the job. But I wouldn't have it if I did this because I couldn't convey one of my superpowers, which I think is energy and excitement in that. You know, there might be someone better to explain the Pythagorean theorem than me, but they might not make it as much fun, and I might not connect with the kids. So I wanted to convey that. So I think that's a hard thing to do via Zoom.
It is.
Yeah.
I would think the one thing I always do is I like when people ask good questions. I think that are very specific to
you. You mean me as you're interviewing me and I ask you a question?
Itself, the candidate itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I've noticed this on your school website about your after school weight training program. Could you tell me a little bit more about it? How's it going? That stuff speaks volumes. Those are the little different things that I've noticed just from helping other people get jobs in the education world, from coaching and teaching, is how can you stand out? Whether you it's either having a vision and laying it out, or it's really showing how much you're really invested.
Well, and I think it's both, and it's always kids first.
Right.
you're not becoming a teacher to be a Vanderbilt. You're not going to become wealthy being a teacher. That's teachersidegig.com, which is coming soon to a teacher near you. Anyway, that was did you see how I caught that in there? but you're not going to get rich becoming a teacher, but you have to convey that why do you want this? There's lots of it's kind of like being a newsman. It's like being a newsman on a local TV station. They never have a problem filling that job because everyone wants to be on TV, not as much as it was 20 years ago. But they don't pay them crap because it's like anyone will do it. It's like, well, that's why they don't pay coaches that much, at least at the high school level, because they know a lot of people. Now, they're finding out at the lower levels that doesn't work. Like, people don't want to be freshman coaches anymore for long terms. But I think that's what you got to really convey that. I love the asking questions. I think you got to have You got to be, and don't be late to an interview. That just irritates me to no end. Like every interview I've been there like an hour beforehand. I didn't go in, but I was knew where I needed to go. But you're right. You got to have a plan. You got to have a connection. You got to have a plan, and you're marketing yourself is what you're doing. And that goes into what you're talking about with networking. You got to market yourself. Every assistant coach at the D1 level has been marketing themselves since they started coaching at the college level because they're trying to move themselves up. They want to become the next Coach K. They are marketing, 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 selling, marketing, selling, marketing. And that's what you have to do. It's no different at the high school level. Why should I hire you? Yeah.
You know, I think one of the best sources out there for networking is LinkedIn. I've been able to connect with a lot of people on LinkedIn. I think that's a really good way. Clinics. And then I think you have to be a person that's not afraid to go out and ask questions. I think we're often, I think that you would be shocked the amount of people that are willing to help other people in the profession.
Yeah.
So, and give out really, really good advice or really give out really good information about, hey, you want a really good dribble drive. How do you do that? Here you go. Here's a 100-page PDF and this is how we do it. Like, there are a lot of people that are like that out there, but you can't network or get to that point unless you are not afraid to ask. I mean, right. The worst thing they can do is say no.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's with me with podcasts. I'm asking people all the time and some say yes, some say no, and they move on. All right. Any parting words on this before we do our full timeout? See how I remember that?
I just think that honestly, in the end too, the other thing is that you're going to get a certain feel after the interview about what you really think about that program. And I think that, you know, the whole process, I've heard people, I mean, I was on a process for four different times, you know, four different interviews or this or that. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, that there's some red flags that can happen in the interview process too, that you need to be aware of. And it's okay not to take that job either.
I didn't take the first teaching job I was offered in Madison, I turned it down and didn't feel right. They wanted me to teach science. I go, I'm a math teacher. No, we want you to teach science in a middle school. I go, I'm a math teacher. No. And it was hard because at that point, it was really hard to get into Madison. I turned down. It's like, all right, nope, not going to do it. Doesn't feel right. Next. And then eventually something opened up. So I think that's good. All right, what's our full timeout for this week? He doesn't have it. He's not prepared. But
Have you ever had to draw plays on a chalkboard? Are you that old?
Yes. Middleton has a chalkboard in their locker. Yeah. No, Middleton does.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I think Wes has one. I mean, we have chalk. I bet half the schools in our thing have a chalkboard.
I've actually been into some gyms lately that don't have a whiteboard or a chalkboard, so I don't know how you do it, some people.
Well, I had a coach in our league that drew on the floor once at a last second play. He literally took a Sharpie out and drew on our floor.
A Sharpie?
Mm-hmm. It came up, thank God. But yeah, he drew on the floor. It was great because we took a picture of it and we knew what he was trying to run. But yeah. Are you that panicked? You got to draw on my floor? Really? I remember sending, that was 2012, I think. 2012, 2013. I sent it to our principal who's, rest in peace, Bruce, but sent it to Bruce and I said, they just drew on our floor, Bruce, and it was pretty funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Till next week, Coach.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Coach. Hope you enjoyed that. I would ask that you stop the car right now. You pull your credit card out and go and join teachings.com for coaches who want to get better. Because what you're saying to yourself is, I want to get coaching from Coach Collins. I want to become a better basketball coach. I want to take it to the next level. And let me help you do that. Also, make sure you subscribe and like, leave a review. Those are important. You know, they allow us to get the word out about Coach Unplugged and High School Hoops. And also, if you're thinking about doing any shopping, click down below the Amazon link. Those, you know, every time you go shopping, we'll get a small little affiliate kickback, and it helps us with our hosting fees. All right. Talk to you soon. Sports Social Podcast Network.